Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Quarter. Don't miss this daily ministration every day. After receiving Turning Point audio, turn to Turning Point Daily Prayer Booklet. Read the Bible study for the day. Pray the prayer for the day. If you subscribe online, it shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 80 55 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Saturday, the 29th day in June 2024. A day more, just tomorrow, we will exit the whole month. I prophesy that a major breakthrough, an unusual miracle, will still happen for you before this month is over. Please open your hand and heart to receive God has sent, what God has sent our way today. Be responding with amen. I receive it. One day more to go in this month. I see God fast-tracking certain miracles to your life and your children's life. What God has scheduled for you this month that will happen in June will not be carried over to July and August. Every month has an angel assigned by God to service you. Under God, I command the angel of June, of the 6th month, to hurry up and deliver your blessings in full. God will open doors and cause things to turn in your favor that will make you smile into the new month. I don't know who this person is. I see you smiling into the new month. Let me use James chapter 1 verse 17 to pray for all my listeners today. It says, every good gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. If you can do this where you are, please do so. Look up into the sky. If you are inside your room, the shop or office or your car, where you cannot see the sky clearly, walk up to the window or the door, pull the curtain and look directly into the sky. Let me prophesy to your life. Your heavens are open. Good gifts, good things, exciting things shall come for you. Your heavens are opened. Your miracles are coming down. I command closed heaven over you and above you to roll away. All the cloud of evil shading you away from your glory, roll away in Jesus' name. God's finger shall write good things into your life. Today is our communion service day online. Get your communion ready. After prayers, you will climax it with communion. Communion is for dominion everywhere you are. You are a child of God. You will manifest your sonship this day. The answers to the prayers we pray for you here shall surprise you. Who is this? Whatever is going wrong in your life and things, receive a divine correction and a divine reversal now. God will do it beyond your expectation. I don't know that thing you are believing God for. He will do it beyond your expectation. Whether I mention your case or not, God has seen you in all your struggles. May God's power through his word come over to rescue you. Who is this? What you are passing through is not ordinary. There are spiritual connotations, spiritual undertone. Oh yes, that long struggles, that denial, that delay, no job, no promotion, no marriage, you married, no baby, no help, no assistance. They are not ordinary. They are a spiritual undertone behind it. I prophesy today, the hand of the enemy is hereby cut off from your life and destiny. What is fueling this delay? What is fueling this pain? Quench today. Proverbs 26 verse 20 says, where no wood is, the fire will go out. So I declare the wood or the fuel fueling this pain, this affliction, this delay, this barrenness, they are removed and cut off. The fire dies out today in Jesus' name. The fire and the fuel are hereby cut off. Say amen. Shake your body if you can. Walk up and down. Is gone. Something has broken now. A yoke is lifted. A burden is removed. Say amen. Check your body and then you will see the glory of God. June 30, born people, I need to pray for you. If today is your day, if today is your bad day, you need my prayer. June 29 people, you need my prayer today. Open your hand if you are a June 29 person and receive this prayer. May the Lord bless you. Everywhere you go, the power of God will work for you. You will not continue to nurse that pain. Your bad day is glorious, and the rest of your life shall be pleasurable. In Jesus' name, happy bad day. We are still on question and answers, guidance and counseling. Listen, learn, and apply. Good day, Pastor. My husband and I have been married for 3 years, but he doesn't come home to sleep at times. I traveled with my daughter during the last Muslim festive period. I was on a video chat with him when I saw another woman hugging my husband in our matrimonial home. Sir, what can I do? Wow. Why are some husbands so mean, wicked, disrespectful to their wives, bringing another woman to the matrimonial home? No, the bed must not be defiled. Now, what would you want your spouse to feel? What a painful experience. Such husbands should please desist, fear God, and do the right thing. Well, as to what to do, first of all, calm down. Don't develop high blood pressure, and don't lose your mind as a result of him. Start with prayers, warfare prayers for him. When you return back from your journey, don't start with a fight. When you have prayed enough and you have a release in the spirit, then find a time when you and him alone will sit down, bring up this issue with evidences. With prayers, God might have touched his heart to be remorseful, and then to accept and confess and repent. If he sincerely apologized, then accept. You also cry out, too late. Those days when he was not coming home regularly, did you ask him? What excuses did he give you? If they were not convincing, that was when to make a move. Prayers, and if things are not changing, you bring your pastors into it, if you have pastors, or a mentor he respects highly. As I've always said, you have already married him. So promiscuity must have been in the life of this man even before your marriage. Who knows? That is when you will have picked race, if you have seen the signal and you will run. All daughters, all single ladies on this platform, if you allow a man to take you to bed while you are not yet married to him, after marriage, he will still be going out. It's a sickness. It's an addiction. He needs to be healed from it. Don't allow. And if he keep pressurizing you for sex, that is the time to run and let a God-fearing man, a highly developed and matured man, who need you for who you are, not just for your pants. That is when to wait for such a man. But if you have already married such men like this, it will take the grace of God, patience, and divine intervention to redeem them and bring them back home. Next, Calvary, greetings, Daddy. I want to assess part of my pension money to settle an urgent need and pay the debt on my neck. Please, sir, is it okay? Wow, well, it's okay since it is your money anyway. But why did you go into debt despite all we teach here daily? Listeners, avoid debt at all costs. Live within your means and don't be ashamed to say no to anyone that may want to lure you into debt. The pension is your money. Assess it to avoid anxiety that may lead to a high blood pressure or some other things. But next time, please avoid debt. Next, my daddy, please, sir, what business or skill can anybody learn, acquire, or do that will flourish in these hard times, sir? Good question. Acquire skill in line with your passion. What you have flair and passion for. Natural inclination. Train well. Have a mentor to help you through. Let your goods and services be the essential ones that people cannot do without. Cite it in a very conspicuous and open place. And if there is a market for such product and services, open your shop or your outfit in that same market. Put it on social media. Create an app and drive it very well. These are the days of online. You discover that your followers and your buyers and customers may be from all over the world. Have a good customer relationship. See to it that you give them the best. Plow the initial profit back into the business to give it growth and a strong brand. Put your tithe, pay your tithe, your personal tithe, the business tithe, and your personal tithe, so that no devourers will come and God himself will protect the business. Do so. Obtain and read my books on why people are poor and the way out of it. Call our book officer, bookie, call SMS or chat on 0805-6434-758. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Month is ending. So if you are monthly tither, personal and business profit tithe, then back to Thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the 666 we are doing this month. In July, we will move to 777. People are doing it. Things are happening. If you do a thing that brings a breakthrough, don't stop doing it. Give God his own portion in your earning and see what God will begin to do for you. Be a constant, devoted, committed, timely tither and see soar. If you want us to send you the commission's account and the PayPal information for your regular tithing, for all the seed we preach, we teach, and encourage, please send a chat or please send me the commission's account to +234-809-789-4000. Do so now and let it be that line only. Don't pay money into any personal account. It is either in the name of Turning Point or Living Spring Chapel. Any personal account is a fraud. Don't chat with them. Block them. Now, take your communion. Let me bless this communion. Communion for dominion. Communion for healing. Communion for deliverance. Communion for open doors. Communion for open heaven. Communion for divine help and assistance. Communion for early marriage. Communion for open womb. I pray to this element, the blood of Jesus and the broken blood body of Jesus. As you take it and eat by faith, your desire shall become your testimony. You will not be held to ransom, held to ransom and bondage in any areas. Your heavens are opened in Jesus' name. Pray some more into this element, and when you are true, eat and drink. Give glory to God. Miracles will start happening. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer. Truly blessed. Bye.